Hello and welcome back to another episode of Three Uncles in a Basement. Today, all of the uncles involved in the recording are of sound body and mind, and all of us want to be here.
Is that just supposed to be towards me because I never want to be here?
Yeah.
Man, it sounds like we have like a gun pointed at us or something reading off a script.
Yeah, it did. I'm okay being it because it's earlier in the day. I don't like recording at night.
Hey, think about it this way. You're miserable that we have nothing now. Imagine once we get like a record label or something and our shit gets all controlled by outside people. We have the most freedom we'll ever have right now. We don't have fear of being canceled. It's a free platform to talk about whatever you want. Think about it that way.
I don't want to talk about anything.
Somebody turn off a pot in the background.
Oh, I didn't realize that was going on. Oh, Andrea.
This is not a religious episode. It's just we're recording in Harjot's bedroom. And she has anxiety nonstop. And she listens to pot to alleviate her anxiety. So, Bindi, how are you?
I'm good.
Enthusiasm, man.
I'm good.
Good. Better. Rajveer, how are you?
I'm good.
How did you like our field trip?
It was one of the field trips in the history of the world.
What? It was what?
It was one of the field trips in the history of the world.
How did you like it?
It was nice.
It was nice?
Good, yeah.
So I was tasked with getting Rajveer out of the house because his family was concerned that he might be... For his mental well-being because he didn't have dinner for 2 days.
It was one day.
One and a half days.
It was enough.
So well,
when your dad calls Bindi and says he hasn't been eating.
Yeah, it was weird.
I ate samosa that exact day.
And then I come over the next day and your mom says I cried because he didn't eat.
No, she's just exaggerating.
I know. So she probably didn't cry, did she?
No.
Can I start calling her out on her exaggerations?
I don't know, man.
I don't know if that's going to go well for you.
Why? What do you mean? What is she going to do?
It's just you don't mess with her.
You don't poke the bear. Yeah, you know.
She's gonna poke me back.
Maybe. She's too set in her ways. You're not gonna accomplish.
You're not gonna
anything.
Be able to accomplish. Yeah,
no,
anything.
I'm not trying to change how she is, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, you might.
Sure, if you want to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just annoy people for my entertainment.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
It's not gonna accomplish anything.
That's a toxic trait of mine. If I know I can piss you off for my entertainment, I'll do it. So on the field trip, I took him into the next town over.
To the next town over?
It says down the street.
To Kleinberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we drove around and it was fun.
It was nice, yeah.
It was nice. It was a nice bonding experience.
Yeah.
That's good.
What were your takeaways from our excursion to Kleinberg?
Takeaways were, you know, there's like rich people that live here.
Enthusiasm.
There's rich people that live
thank
here.
You. Thank you.
You know, there's dudes with money to spend.
Yes.
Yeah.
People like basketball because I saw a lot of basketball courts.
Yes.
You know, and...
That's cool.
Not that many people of color. I saw a lot of brown people, Asian people, white people, but not like...
Those are people of color.
Not darker people of color. So maybe systematic racism is a thing. I don't know. You know, I don't know about that kind of stuff. Maybe it is.
Why does it always go down this path with him? It's just... I started off with... His mental well-being, taking him out of the house to lift up his spirits, and he brings it back to racism.
You just asked me what I saw, and that's what I saw.
What you see in this world is racism.
And another thing I saw was a lot of people had, like, I want to say economy cars, but, like, you know, nobody had, like, some people had, you know, like, expensive cars, but, like, most people just had a bunch of Jeeps and, like, you know, that kind of American.
Those are probably the people who come clean their houses.
Maybe, yeah.
I wanted to take you on a different field trip on June 16th.
Yeah.
But we can't.
Yeah.
Well, that's not my fault.
Have her change the date.
The venue is already booked. She has decor people coming. She's like, there's too many vendors.
Pregnancy is overblown nowadays. What happened to the girl days when like you didn't know shit and one day it just came, the child just came out.
Ew.
You just felt pain and it came out.
Gross.
So it's overblown nowadays.
So there's just a huge market around being pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like the first time you're pregnant, I'm sure it's exciting for people, so they want to like go all out and like...
Man, you heard of like, you know, like big pharma, big like wedding, and now you got like big pregnancy.
Big pregnancy.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, yeah. Because there's a lot
the money she's spending on a pregnancy shoot today, I could have done that with my phone. She would have saved thousands of dollars.
You should offer that.
Well, for the next kid.
If you're pregnant, would you want to, like, look at pictures of yourself? Because I feel like that'd be weird, right? Like, that's kind of, yeah.
I guess people want to like capture the moment, which makes sense. Like,
it's not capturing the moment though. Capturing the moment is like, you know, making like a video while you're having like a pain or some shit. That's capturing the moment.
Yeah, that's what pregnancy is.
Yeah,
it's not in a field. You don't want
to capture that moment.
It's not a field with like.
It's not a, what?
It's not in a field with like flowers and
yeah,
like,
exactly. Fucking. That's not pregnancy. Pregnancy is, it's terrible. Like, I'm sure it doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They want to like look good while being pregnant and capture that.
I was gonna. So that's why. I was gonna make say something to make a point, but then I realize if I just say that, then it's just, it comes across offensive to pregnant women. So I'm not gonna say it.
What is it? Say it.
No, I can't say it.
Say it.
I can't say it.
Say it. We'll cut it out after. It's too offensive.
Okay, so I was gonna say, if you make pregnancy look like fabulous and glorious, it doesn't change the fact that it's actually uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
To make that point, I was gonna say, if you put a dress on a cow, it doesn't become a. Right? Right? But then,
oh my god!
Right? It was just making a point, but then I realized you can't
That's
say
really
that.
Mean.
So, yeah. So it's up to you. Do you want to keep this in the episode?
Well, you basically called pregnant women cows.
No, that's not what I was going for. That's why I don't want to say it. Yeah. And then you said, "Say it." Wow. I was trying to illustrate a point. Like, if you put,
okay, let me explain here. If you take a vehicle that like just got in like the vehicle that just got T-boned and you put like vinyl wrap on, it's not gonna fix it. It's
yeah,
not
exactly. Make it look nice. It's not gonna make it.
It's not gonna repair what.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
So do we keep this?
We can keep this. Fine.
I'm not calling pregnant women cows. It was like, I was just trying to illustrate a point, but I wasn't gonna say it. She made me say it.
You had the thought, okay? You can't put that on me.
We all have thoughts.
Are pregnant women like protected, like you know, at the same level as like trans people and like other people?
No.
No, okay. Then I think it's fine.
Good point. Good point.
Hey.
It's a very solid point, Roger.
Yeah.
But yeah, then these girls line up saying, "Take my money, take my money. Here, take a picture." Anything else to add to this?
Man, the funny thing that you brought up was like, what if like a WNBA player gets pregnant, like the finals?
Exactly, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, however, it's also unlikely because a lot of them are gay.
But yeah.
Right, so if a WNBA player who's gay gets pregnant, then there's other things at play that need to be addressed, right?
Okay.
But yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's like, what if your team's in the finals and your best player gets pregnant?
I mean, that would suck.
Like, imagine that happened in the, like, imagine if the WNBA was actually as popular as NBA.
Yeah.
And you have a LeBron of WNBA getting pregnant right before game 7. That would suck.
That would suck. But I'm sure.
What would that do to female LeBron's legacy? Would that not let them compete at the same level as Michael Jordan?
But I'm sure.
In the GOAT debate? Or would that be more GOAT?
Look, if you have a female Michael Jordan, a female LeBron James, and she does like, imagine she plays while pregnant, has like a 50-point game, right? That like outshines the flu game all day.
Oh,
pregnancy
definitely.
Game, that's fucking crazy.
Definitely.
Maybe you get, okay, nobody's actually played in professional sports, to my understanding, as pregnant, so maybe it's actually, like, an advantage. Might sound stupid, but maybe it's an advantage.
Would the referees favor you more with a looser whistle?
You're going to draw more fouls, right?
Because
your post game, you're going to kill people in the post.
What were you going to say, Bindi?
And the competitive fire, because, like, non-pregnant women are hormonal, so, like, the competitive fire, it might actually be a performance-enhancing procedure, getting pregnant.
I was going to say, I'm sure female basketball players like plan around that. Like, I think they make sure they don't get pregnant in the on season.
What
like,
if on in the on season?
Whatever. What is it called?
The season.
Okay, whatever.
The on season.
Shut up.
Just because it's called the off season doesn't mean the season is called the on season. It's just season.
Okay, I'm sure they like. You're not that stupid. I'm sure you plan for it because you know you can't be pregnant during the season. Like,
that's okay. Look,
ideal.
NBA players get women pregnant throughout the year.
Okay? But okay, it doesn't matter for them. It's irrelevant
they
for
could
them.
They could have sympathetic weight gain, sympathetic pains.
Okay, but that's different.
I have a friend.
That's different.
I have a friend. Yeah. When his wife was pregnant,
Yeah.
He told me he was having sympathetic pains. So maybe that happens to LeBron James.
That just sounds stupid. How are you going to have, like, I don't know. That just seems weird.
Could you imagine like a WNBA player playing with their daughter, though? Like kind of like LeBron James, like, you know, to that.
I don't think it'd be possible.
Why not?
Because...
okay,
age well, range.
Yeah, I think she has a point. I think
yeah.
girls don't play as long.
Really?
Man, they gotta make money at some point. Like, what are you talking about? People play until 40 for like $70,000 a year. They gotta take advantage of their opportunities while they're in the prime of their, you know.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah, that's true.
Of their form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm saying that women have a shelf life in the entertainment industry. Yes. And another WNBA related piece of tidbit information that I saw, I think I sent it to you too.
Yeah.
They're dating one another, like on the same team.
Oh, yeah.
They have exes on other teams.
Yeah.
And so in this situation, two players got into an altercation.
Okay.
And WNBA players.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one was the ex-fiance of the other, but okay. they're in separate teams.
Yeah.
And they got into an altercation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the teammates of one of those girls,
yeah.
instead of sticking up for her...
the person on their team?
Yeah. She actually went and attacked her own teammate because she was fighting with her ex-fiance who was on the other team.
Oh, so complicated.
Okay, so like, let's say there's free agency, right?
Yeah.
WNBA. If you're dating, does that count as like tampering? If you like, you know,
probably
get with somebody to get them on your team, and then you just
have there ever been any gay basketball players, like male?
They've come out after they've retired.
Oh, okay.
But they were gay while they were playing, so nobody knew.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
There hasn't been any superstar that came out as gay, though. I don't think.
Might be one right now.
Ooh. Yeah, Castilla might be one.
Tell me after.
No, I can say his name, Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh.
It's just the way he presents himself, the way he talks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he is gay.
Yeah.
But if he came out and said he was gay, nobody would be surprised.
Yeah.
I see.
Whenever he talks on social media, the number one emoji is the painted fingernails.
Oh.
We'll show you a clip of him talking choice. After. So I'm not saying he is gay, but mm-hmm. if he came out and said I'm gay, nobody's going
to
be surprised. He
might be most likely to be gay.
Most likely, yeah. If there was an award for, you know, most likely he'd get it.
most
what?
Most valuable gay of the year.
Probably. That might be Caitlyn Jenner.
She's not gay. Is she gay?
She's not is she dating women right now?
Is she?
I don't know, actually. No, but she's at the whole point okay, of her.
Karda, 1 second. So Caitlyn Jenner became a woman.
Yeah.
And now if she dates women, she's gay.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Right? Yeah
but then
yeah.
if she still dates guys, is she still gay?
No.
Because biologically, she's a man.
No, but she got that part removed.
Okay. So. The chromosome didn't change.
No,
biologically, she's still a man.
I get what you're saying, but I think in technical
physiologically,
terms,
yes.
Okay, I think if
what
she
guy
dates
is going to get
she's...
with that, though? That's my question.
There's guys out there.
Unless if you have a woman who became a man, guess with a...
Karja. Remember we were listening to something and they were saying that these athletes are so just tired of getting women all the time. Yeah. They start experimenting with men and trans people.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like, yeah.
But she's like, what, 70? 80? I don't know.
70s, I think.
70s? That's okay. Like,
what's the difference? So?
Who are you? What is like a wrinkly old trans?
Hey, man. Even in the straight world, there's gold diggers. At the end of the day, money's money.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Okay, but she.
But he's like she's
they.
Already, did you say they?
I don't know.
Her pronoun is she.
Okay. She. Okay.
So
she's already rich though, so I don't think she. Needs...
She's not gold digging. People
will go gold digger.
Yes.
Okay.
How? Open a window. It's too hot in here. I'm sweating.
But okay,
is she? Well, yeah, she's pretty rich.
No, but she said when she transitioned, her point of her transition was just to live her truth. Like she wasn't interested in dating. That's not what she's doing.
Okay, but I'm just saying,
is she dating anybody? Or is she like a? What is it? It's not monogamous. Is it monogamous?
Do you know what monogamous means?
Is it somebody who doesn't get married? That's a monogamous.
No, man.
Or somebody who has one wife, right? That's a monogamous.
A monogamous relationship is when you're with one person.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So is she like the thing where people don't get married? What do you call that? A celibate?
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not necessarily. You can celibate means not doing it.
Oh,
You can be unmarried and still do it.
Oh, okay. So what do you call that then? Somebody who doesn't
I don't think there's anyone. A word for someone who never gets married.
A bachelor?
Okay, sure. But like not dating either. Does she have a partner is my point. Is she like seeing anybody?
I don't think so.
That episode hasn't aired yet. Of the Kardashians. Where they discuss that.
Yeah, we don't know.
Now the microphone's going to pick up that fucking fart tin can of a car.
You think Caitlyn Jenner would do good in the WNBA?
In her prime, maybe.
In her prime, yeah.
Just off of like stamina and conditioning and running. Basketball skill-wise, no. But just being able to run up and down, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. WNBA is really like the biggest women's sport. They don't have like...
Toronto's getting a WNBA team.
Yeah.
You think I should pretend to be a woman and go try out? I just identify as a female?
I don't think that would work out for you.
Why not? That's literally what people do in sporting events.
I think you could be a solid like role player, like a bench player on a WNBA team.
Just because I'm in my 30s now, right? But if I was younger,
yeah,
I could probably lead this league in scoring.
Maybe, yeah. Even like, I think you got to be a little bit taller too, I think. Oh. No, they're not that big.
Well, they are.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I think I could get by.
Muscle-wise, yeah, I think you probably have the strength to, like, you know. And if you had their resources, you could probably, you know, their resources.
What resources? Dude, they're flying commercial. They're sitting in economy. What resources?
Yeah, it's so sad that they have to do that.
Not anymore. They're going to start flying private.
Do you watch the WNBA?
No.
Did you know it existed?
I knew it existed.
When did you find out that it existed?
I think I've always known, but I've never bothered to watch.
There were a couple of girls that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Who, if they made the WNBA, I knew it. Because they were good.
Oh.
They were also probably gay.
Do you think that's a thing? Like when they like scouting the players in college, they look at their sexuality. And like,
no. Sorry. But all jokes aside, I think if you're a tomboy, if you're good at sports as a female, there's a high degree of possibility that you are gay.
Really?
Yes.
Can straight women be good too?
Yeah, they can. No, they can be.
Look at the new one who just got drafted, the white girl. She's straight, I'm pretty
Candace
sure.
Parker, right?
Yeah.
Married to a former NBA player. Now she's gay.
The other, what's the one, the white girl that just got drafted was like really good?
So. Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, she has a boyfriend. So.
I'm not saying they're all like that.
Yeah.
They're all gay. I'm saying if you do excel in sports, there's a high degree of possibility that you as a female are going to be gay.
Yeah. So when they do their scouting, do you think that's one of the things that they look at?
No, because who's going to voluntarily blurt out the fact that they're gay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you were starting a league of gay people,
would start a league of gay
people? I'm just saying,
people?
I could see that. I'm not going to lie.
Right, but then you say these girls are good at sports. Then you could probably extrapolate the fact that, you know, there's this number might be gay. But, you know, my point is, growing up, I knew a few girls who were very good at sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure two of them, well, I know one for sure is gay. Two, and I think two out of three probably were. And they were better than me at basketball.
Would you want your child four to... Of them.
I knew four.
Okay.
Three out of the four were better than me.
Would you want your child to be in the WNBA?
No, because...
If it pays better, it's
not worth it.
Because look, let's say I have a daughter who's good at basketball. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's gonna do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Right. But if she's gonna play and make in one season what LeBron makes for one dribble,
right? One dribble.
And she's gonna play for about 5-6 years. It's not worth it. What are you gonna do afterwards?
That's true.
Yeah.
But the thing is, a very, very small fraction of these women actually make significant amounts of money outside of the WNBA.
Yeah.
Right? Are you going to be one of those? It's highly unlikely.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's worth it. But I mean, if she wants to, you know, I can't stop her.
Yeah.
Would you let your daughter be in the WNBA?
Would I push her? No, I don't think so.
Exactly. Like, would I let? Yes. But would I push her? No.
Would there be a concern, though, that, you know...
I mean, I'd have my doubts.
What? If your daughter was in the WNBA?
If she's leaning towards sports.
You think she's a lesbian?
Could be. I'd be okay with it. I'm not saying
anything
wrong with it. I'd be okay with it. I'd be probably. That's like saying if your son wears dresses, yes, there's a chance. Girls playing... It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Girls playing boy sports, or what are considered boys' sports,
yeah,
quote unquote,
yeah,
and girl and boys wearing dresses, it's like the same thing.
Yeah, no, I guess that's true.
Don't you think that, like, if women, like, because all most of these sports were invented by, like, men, right? So don't you think if women invented a sport, they would, like, excel at that better than men would excel at, like, men's sports? So yeah. I think that's the next market. I think we need to find a woman who can invent a sport. We have a woman, invent a sport now.
What kind of sport do you want me to invent?
You're a woman, you know what you guys are good at.
Putting on makeup.
That already exists. Beauty pageants are already a thing.
Oh, yeah.
A sport could be, like, doing some sort of activity in heels. Like, that should be considered a sport.
A beauty pageant.
Okay, that's when
he literally just said it.
That's when you're walking in heels. I mean, like, actually doing some sort of activity.
That's too close to a Chinese game show week. That's not a sport.
Japanese.
Yeah, that's too close
to be being a Japanese sport.
But you know how hard it is to wear heels, like, and do things?
There's a dude on Instagram who ran, like, a mile in heels or some shit.
Oh, really? That should be, like, a thing.
Driving. Female F1.
That'd be really bad. I don't think anyone would watch that.
Anyways, moving on. What's
the female golf a thing?
Yeah.
But can't they just play with men? Or?
I don't know. It's a thing.
Okay.
I think they have. There was a female golfer who did play on the, I think two of them, on the PGA Tour. Michelle Wee and Annika Sorenstam. Pretty sure they played on the men's tour.
Oh.
Pretty sure. Could be wrong.
I don't know.
But hold on. A female F1 driver, compared to us,
yeah, probably Michael Jordan kills us, yeah,
Michael Jordan, right? But yeah. Compared to men who are in that sport, it's like Danica Patrick. She did
NASCAR,
no, and Indy.
Oh, she's Indy too,
right? Compared to us, she's a fucking legend,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. She's like Vin Diesel from Fast and Furious with those driving skills,
yeah.
But was she successful in her racing career? No.
Yeah, I was like, tell everyone about the butter chicken you made.
What about it?
It was really good.
Okay, so nice segue there from females into cooking.
It works.
It works. But I was cooking.
And there was this like NFL player. He's the kicker for the Chiefs. He went to some Catholic school to give like a speech at their graduation, and he said some sexist shit like women belong in the kitchen or something. Their best goals in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Now they're getting canceled everywhere.
To begin with, he was an NFL kicker.
NFL kicker, yeah.
Yeah, and there's that. What's he gonna do now?
Yeah. What's the point of the kicker? All they know how to do is kick, basically. Is that what it is?
He is one of the greatest kickers in the league. He's like probably top five.
If you're a kicker, you don't play any other positions, right? You're just strictly a kicker. Is that?
Yeah, but every extra point, every touchdown you're kicking, that every field goal they have some responsibility.
Yeah, but it's not like
they're not. I wouldn't say they're like hardcore players, but they have some responsibility. Like okay, look at Buffalo last year. They had such a good season. They could have beat the Chiefs. They lost because their kicker missed a kick.
Oh no!
Oh yeah.
A really close game. They lost by like 2 points because their kicker missed.
Oh no!
Yeah. So there is, you know, kickers do have some play, but like. The thing about a kicker is they can't make a bad team good, but they can make a good team win, right? That's what they can do.
It's like the incremental increase.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're good, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
If you're bad, it's not going to help you. Yeah, butter chicken. It was very good. Very, very good. We basically followed a Gordon Ramsay recipe.
Damn.
And the weird thing is the quality of chicken that's being sold in stores now,
yeah,
it's shit.
Really?
It's very tough and difficult to chew.
Yeah, it's like... Like, it's always hit or miss. Sometimes you get it where it tastes fine and sometimes...
No, it's not the taste. It's the... It's,
yeah, yeah, like, I mean, when you eat it...
It's the like, quality of the chicken, like how soft or tough it is. A lot of times, it's like the chicken's been doing bench presses.
Right? It's a muscular chicken?
Exactly, because it's so tough to actually bite into it and chew it.
You think that's just how they raise them nowadays or something?
No idea what it is.
Okay. I had anything on the topic?
No. That's it. You had such a good topic going with female sports and...
But I chicken. Thought you guys were done. No,
if you're going to say a topic, you got to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Fine.
What did you enjoy about the butter chicken preparation process and the eating process?
I didn't really do much. I just ate it, but it was really good. And yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that good.
Okay, speak a little bit louder.
Man, you sound like a first grader on this like, project.
That's so rude. I didn't think it was gonna be that good, but it was good.
You know why it was good?
Why?
Because my mom didn't make it. I did.
Oh, it's not like
shots. But it was actually better than his mom's.
She's not a good cook.
Oh,
she cooks.
Yeah,
but like, do you think your mom's a good cook?
I don't really.
Indian moms are not good cooks. So they just cook.
I actually think my mom is a good cook.
Okay, yeah. I don't think Indian moms are solid cooks.
I don't have.
They do just a good job of cooking.
No, but you had her macaroni and stuff. Like, she makes
okay, good fine.
Food.
Your mom is a bit different.
Okay.
Like, her food tastes good.
You are not a good cook.
I'm not a good
You're
cook.
You're not a good cook. You almost killed me with a chicken you fed me the first time you
just
cooked for me.
Just because you can't handle spice. That's not my fault.
That was fire.
I like my food spicy.
No.
Did you feel like you're on Hot Ones?
Dude.
Apparently he died.
That would have failed Hot Ones.
Really?
It was like eating coals out of the barbecue.
I like it spicy.
Oh my God. If I had... I took one bite and I threw the rest out.
Then make your own food.
My insides...
Did you think it was an assassination
attempt? It might have been. Might have been. But yeah, but if you tell my if you tell my mom she's not a good cook, it's not gonna go over well.
Yeah,
I think that's with any brown mom.
I'm the best cook in the household.
Yeah, you're not biased at all.
I'm not. It's the truth. Who's making burgers today?
You are.
Yeah.
Not. I never said I was a better cook than you. I agree, you're a better cook than me. But don't you think?
Hold on. But when I say I'm the best cook in the family, and then you say you're not biased at all, what's that based on?
But do you think your sister is a better cook than
you? No. She messaged me yesterday and said, how do I make this pizza?
That's because they don't make pizza, so they don't know.
She's not.
I think my mom's probably the best cook in our house because we don't have anybody else that cooks.
She's the only cook in the house.
She's the only cook in the
house. So by default, she's the best and the worst.
I took a cooking class one time.
Actually, he's pretty good at stuff too. Remember you braided that bread
he's
once?
He's like the mad scientist of cooking.
No, but he made bread from scratch and it was good.
He also made pizza on atta.
Okay, well, that's, yeah. Okay. It's different.
He's like the mad scientist of like experimental cooking.
But wouldn't you say you're a good cook? Like,
I don't think I've cooked enough.
Pretty decent.
I haven't cooked enough stuff to like, you know, have like a baseline.
I like baking. Baking's fun. You okay?
Sorry, a merch at the back of my throat.
Ooh. You be baking. You don't bake from scratch. You just bake shit in boxes. That's
Shut
not,
up, man.
It's not baking.
It's still
not,
baking.
It's not baking at all. It's not baking. It's following instructions. Literally goes to the store, buys cake mix in a box, adds water and eggs, calls it baking.
It's still baking, okay? Your girl's good at baking. She makes good carrot cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, from scratch.
Next time we make chocolate cake, we'll make it from scratch.
Then you make it.
There you go. Just backing up my claims.
I never said I'm a better cook than you.
And you said I'm biased. Now you're just feeding me.
Why don't we have a competition? I think let's do something today. You know, we have shit in the fridge. You make something, and we'll compare.
No, not today.
Not today. See, we need time
to prepare. Yeah. But I like the idea. We should do a competition. We'll both make something.
Let's do a potluck.
Yeah, let's do a potluck. Everyone makes something. You have to make something too.
Okay.
And we'll see like whose dish is the best.
He's going to outsource to your mom and make roti.
You can't do that.
I'll make something. I'll look at my old recipes from school. See what I have.
Brownies. That's what I'm thinking he's going to make.
No, I don't. That's girly, bro. Brownies are hard to make. I can't cook that shit.
I took a course in grade 9. Yeah. The same thing that you took.
The cooking course?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took that too.
All we did every day was make brownies for the cafeteria.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We actually had to make different stuff, like different recipes.
No, these were sold in the cafeteria.
Wow. It's like child labor.
Basically.
That's funny.
And my teacher was a bit racist too. Oh. Moving on. What else is on the topic list today?
The topic list was bleak.
We're killing it this episode.
The topic list was cooked.
Shut up.
The dog ate the topic list.
Let's see.
Did it rain here too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I slept through it.
Okay. Well, we're still sticking with the WNBA thing.
Okay.
Did you hear that the Las Vegas WNBA team is being sponsored by the city of Las Vegas?
Really?
Yeah. They're paying their players up to $100,000.
Oh, shit. Las Vegas probably makes a lot of revenue, though.
So, I was thinking... where is this money coming from?
Yeah.
Is it from the taxpayers? But based on my research, it's actually from just all the gaming and gambling and stuff. It's not from the taxes being paid.
Oh, really?
Imagine if your taxes are going to supplement WNBA's salaries.
Oh, that'd be so wild. Annoyed.
You know, in Canada, I wouldn't even like fucking be like, that's a wild idea. Like, I could see that actually happening.
In Canada?
Yeah, I could see that shit happening here.
But why would you pay athletes when there's people homeless on the streets of Toronto?
I don't know. It's stupid. They need to get the priority straight. But yeah. Vegas is coming up, man. They have a hockey team. UFC. They're like the home of the UFC. They have like the most like UFCs there. They're getting a baseball team. The athletics are going there. So that's on the rise.
Well, nobody wants to be in Oakland.
Yeah, their stadium's like infested with like fucking like cats or some shit. Or like possums. Yes, they have a possum infestation.
Their stadium?
Yeah.
Damn.
More possum than fans.
Damn.
Yeah, average thing.
Fans fighting with the possums.
Oh my god.
They average like between 2,000 and 4,000 fans a game.
How are they in business?
They're not.
How are they paying their salaries?
They're not.
Oh.
I mean, they spend like compared to, well, they obviously spend a lot, but like compared to other teams, they spend like nothing. Because, like, you know, their money ball strategy or whatever.
You're still going with that?
I think so. I mean, that's how we got Josh Donaldson. I mean, he wanted money. They didn't want to pay him, so we got him. And he worked for us for a while.
Players in the MLB, they'll just come out of nowhere in 1 year, win MVP, and then you never hear about them again.
Exactly. I don't know what it is about that.
See.
And they also have a lot of random teams winning, like the Texas Rangers. Who the hell saw the Rangers winning? I can't even name like one player on their team.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
They were the only team to not have a Pride night though, so I don't take that how you will.
Okay, another topic that I wanted to discuss. When it comes to the world of dating.
Yeah.
There's a few dating apps.
Yes.
Tinder and Bumble being chief among them.
eHarmony.
Yes. Let's stick with these ones.
Okay.
Randomly.
And on Tinder, men usually initiate the conversations.
Yeah.
The only time that a girl first messaged me on Tinder was when she was less attractive than I was. Okay. I'm not making shit up. I'm telling you what happened as the truth. Okay.
We take an oath before we get on this podcast. Okay.
So the only time that a girl messaged...
Just to clarify, you're not talking about me. Okay.
We didn't meet on Tinder.
Yeah. People don't know that.
It was Dill Mill. No. Okay, so basically, men make the first move on Tinder.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much competition.
Okay.
And you're all fishing in the same pool. Or sea or ocean.
Cesspool.
Pond.
Cesspool.
And the only time that a girl messaged me first was when, objectively, people would say, like, no thanks.
Okay. Right? Like a paperback kind of deal.
Yes. On Bumble, so that makes Tinder much more difficult because you just got to be creative.
Right? Okay. Come up with pickup lines.
Even those don't work.
Those don't work.
Like, there were times when the girls wouldn't even respond.
Oh.
Right. So on Bumble, women make the first move.
Oh.
So that makes it. So if that gives you a much higher chance of success because if she's reaching out to you first, she likes you.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now what's happening in Bumble is they're removing that.
Oh,
they are?
Yeah, apparently.
I thought that was the whole like feature of their app.
That's what I thought too. But yeah. I saw a headline that said Bumble is removing the feature of that, that women have to make the first move.
I wonder why that is. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, why would you do that? If it's been working for you, why take that away?
Maybe because, like, you know how, like, okay, you have to swipe on each other and then the girl messages and then when she messages, then you can message.
Yeah.
So the guy can't message until the girl messages, basically, right?
Isn't that like a safety feature, though? So you don't get, like, you know.
How is that a safety feature?
So don't get, like, perverts.
You still attract perverts. It's not.
No, you still attract pervs, but it's just saying the girls are playing gatekeeper in a way.
But I think what maybe the reason could be that, okay, yeah, girls are swiping and matching, but then they don't end up messaging, right? Because you don't message in 24 hours, then you can't message at all. So maybe then girls just aren't messaging, so then guys aren't getting messages, and that's why.
But then if you let guys message first, it's the same thing as Tinder.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, basically.
I don't know. I saw something or a headline that like the CEO of Tinder, not Tinder, Bumble thinks that like the next like thing is like you're going to get your AIs to date each other and then you're going to find the best match that way. People, everybody will have their own AI or something and then the AIs will date. So then you don't have to date. You could just, you know.
Like see what the AI results were.
Yeah.
Then how do you make, so like, but do you ever meet?
When you're getting married, your AIs do all the middleman work.
Arranged marriages.
Basically, technology is going to give you an arranged marriage.
But, like, you can't, I don't know, you can't leverage technology to find you someone. Like,
they're probably going to use algorithms to say this type of person has a best match with this type of person.
Yeah.
And then they put you in that pool, and then they run simulations and see what the best fit is going to be. And they give you that match, and you guys talk and go out on dates. And and then see what happens from there.
Yeah, gotta make they gotta make an arranged marriage app where like your parents like run your.
It's called Dillmill.
Oh, really?
No, it's called Shadi.com.
Shadi.com.
Oh, okay. Well, that's already a thing.
Thank God for the times changing, because if technology was around back in the day, they'd have like marriage proposals for like 6-year-old kids on.
Oh yeah.
A fucking wild place.
Crazy.
Imagine being like in the 1920s. You're out playing in the mud, you know, sand, marbles and shit. But you come home and they've planned your marriage in 10 years from now.
That's so fucked up, right?
It's it's fucked up.
Man, you know, it's kind of a good thing that we develop, like, ethics and, like, you know, moral standing before we develop technology.
Yeah, I'd say
This
is the most, what's it called? Uncontroversial thing that he's ever said since this episode, this podcast has started. Where yes, I agree with you 100% without any conditions.
That's good.
We're making
it's not gonna last.
Enjoy it while it's here.
It's
okay?
A blue moon. It's Halley's Comet. Well, it's a total eclipse.
Well, we're making progress.
Anyways, what else?
Have you guys ever gone to sit on a toilet with the toilet seat not being put down and almost fallen into the bowl?
No.
I think that happened to me before. Not in a long time.
Your life flashes before your eyes. You're trying to grab thin air and shoot your flip.
But how
arms.
Does that happen? Don't you see where you're going?
No, you don't look, like, man.
Why aren't you looking?
Whoever goes to the washroom before you, a man, hasn't put the seat down, and then you go and you try to sit and you're like, whoa, your arms are flailing.
I think as long as I've been in this house, it's never happened to me. I think in the old house.
It happened in the old house?
I don't think it's happened to me.
It's happened to me a few times.
Yeah.
How that happened to me?
I don't know. What happens to me is, man, I'll take a piss and I'll go to put the cover on, but then it slips out of my hand and make a loud ass noise.
Oh. They make it look sturdy because I think that if they should have shattered.
Yeah.
Right? It falls with enough force that if it's a plate,
it's
going to shatter.
Yeah.
That is true.
You don't really see a lot of innovation in the toilet industry, like, you know.
Innovation?
Yeah.
Aren't they those, like,
white people still using their hands on toilet paper, man? Fuck, like, use bidets.
Yeah.
Drake's toilet sings to him.
Really?
Apparently.
Shit.
Sing songs.
Man, why can't you get, like, commercial toilets in your house?
You should be able to.
Yeah.
The chances of clogging go down astronomically.
Yeah.
If you can clog a commercial toilet, you, buddy, damn.
At Robin's house, the downstairs toilet kept getting clogged.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whenever people put their toilets out on the street to be picked up, and sometimes they topple over, I make a joke, but nobody laughs at it.
What's the joke?
It's like, so the toilet's on the side of the street, toppled over, and the joke I make is, when you can't take any more of anybody's shit. But
funny.
Nobody laughs at it.
That's funny. It's a bit on the nose.
So it's a good dad joke.
It's a good dad joke.
Yeah.
Dad jokes are just underappreciated.
Now, brown dad jokes can get wild sometimes.
Brown dad,
Brown dads are just so lost.
Give me an example of a brown dad joke.
I don't know, man. I gotta think.
Bendy, do you know any brown dad jokes?
There has to be like a certain situation, and then, like, you know, it just works sometimes. They can be super offensive sometimes.
No, they're usually, yeah.
What else we got?
Not much. Should we call it?
Yeah.
Have we had any can we Google like cases of like autos running up that have gone up since our last episode?
I don't think that's a stat that's being measured.
Okay. Hospitals don't track that.
I doubt it.
Did they start tracking that after our episode?
Shut up.
People have to listen to our episode to actually be informed about this phenomenon.
Is that even the episode that came out last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're not even invested in this, man.
I didn't listen. I had a really busy week, okay? I had to work for once.
Welcome to the real world.
Shut up.
Okay, this is just dying now, so I'm gonna
pull the plug.
Pull the plug. Thank you for listening, and
happy Africa Day.
Well, today's Africa Day. Yeah.
It's also like the anniversary of George Floyd.
So. Oh, interesting tidbit of information there.
Anyways, I think it is. I'm not sure though.
I do with that what you will. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.